Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 1st edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I want to announce that we got a notice over the listserv that the domain name for the website expired, and so the website is down, but that the link to the stream still works. And I apologize for not putting that up on the page where I'm posting the text for this show and the audio files for this show. I'll do that today. We're going to talk about this notion of inclusive capitalism today. That came up unexpectedly, although, you know, they're always, they're trying everything, you know, to try to resurrect the notion that we got a viable capitalist system. It just needs a little tweaking. And so it's they're going to keep at it, right? So we have to keep at, what's the right way to put it? Because I don't want the extent of this brief little time we have to be responding to each new propaganda prop or thrust they put out there. But we do have to, I don't know what we have to tell you the truth. Yeah, I'm figuring out how to push these conversations on the airwaves. I don't think me standing on a soapbox in my little tiny little spot of earth is going to amount to much. So if you have some ideas, I keep hoping that we'll be generating some broader discussions that cannot be ignored by the progressive media anymore. We'll obviously be returning to that theme. It never leaves us during these shows. So instead of talking about what I originally had planned, which was a closer look at Michael Mann in Does Capitalism Have a Future, we're going to be responding to some things I heard this week, because I believe we have to be ever alert and ever vigilant until we don't, unfortunately. And also because Michael Mann is, from my perspective, it's propaganda in a dishonest way. I mean, there's honest propaganda, like, you know, de Tocqueville or Bentham, because they actually believe what they say. It's real hard for me to see certain people as being authentically believing, because their argument is so convoluted and so full of obvious inaccuracies and misleading statements. And the notion of going point by point by point, devoting that much time and energy to something that's false, didn't feel right anyway, particularly as I was reading further on into the book and found the propaganda of the Calhoun, what's his first name? Anyway, the Calhoun part, he rounds it up. Like, he's at the end minus the conclusion, which is also very interesting. The Calhoun article, it strikes me as being what he really thinks, what power really thinks. And so that's worth spending a little bit more time with, but even more so the conclusion of the book, Does Capitalism Have a Future? And I'll type it up and put it up, and I might normally have done that, but in the absence of the programs that make putting my work out there relatively straightforward, and I know my computer has been tapped. I mean, I absolutely know it. I mean, the things that were happening to these programs before they just died, just straight up viruses, you know, text deleting itself or not, or selecting stuff I didn't select and crap like that. And now my Microsoft Word program, I have a feeling that's sort of next on the list, because now and when it did this sometimes, it does these things off and on, like start deleting text as you're trying to add text. And anyway, point being, I know that that's the intention, that is to make it increasingly difficult to put this stuff out there. And I really, really want to begin putting the text out as PDFs because it seems to me it's easier to share around. And I've been told it's easier to read off the cell phone, et cetera, because you don't have to be on the internet. So I'm trying to figure this out, try how to get these programs. When I price them, they're like thousands of dollars. And this is, I assumed it was going to be like, I could find some bargain basement prices because it's old. This is CS4 for the Mac. I mean, that's old. It's been on this machine that I bought. I mean, when I bought the machine I was using, it was on there. It was 6 years old then. So I don't know why these things are so expensive. I do know why, because they're powerful tools, as we can see, for spreading knowledge, for spreading new ways of thinking that are taboo in this system. And we'll talk, obviously, it's almost the only thing, the only conversation in a way, when you're trying to put out an alternative way of seeing the world, is it's not allowed. No state allows it.